Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're in our next in the series on God's Church Manual, written that we may know how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God. We're looking today at verse 11 through 16. Let's read it here. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, Paul is talking here to Timothy, the young pastor. And he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first, Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. We're going to play this hymn, Living for Jesus, A Life That Is True. The chorus is a prayer. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee. Years ago, I was a teenager. I was going to church three times a week, every service. I was even teaching a Sunday school class when I was probably 14, 15 years old. One day, a teenage girl, got up in church, and she sang, Living for Jesus, A Life That Is True, striving to please him in all that I do. And I thought, am I really striving to please him in all that I do? After the service, in the parking lot, another teenage girl came up to me, and she asked me this. This is what she said. She said, you don't take the Christian life very seriously, do you? Oh my goodness, I thought I did. I was teaching Sunday school, I was going to church three times a week. You don't take it very serious, do you? Well, living for Jesus, that young lady singing that hymn, another young lady just asking me this question. It's amazing how one little incident can change a life. I decided, this is how they see me. And we need to ask ourselves that question every day. How do people really see me? Am I a pattern, as Paul said? Yeah, some kind of pattern. Let's make this our sincere prayer today. Living for Jesus, a life that is true.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway, a blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee. For thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. Shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live. O Christ, for thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer his call. Follow his leading and give him my all. I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone.
Well, we're looking at verse number 11. Paul said, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed unto my trust. He talked about the glorious gospel. Now, in comparison to that, Jude talked about the common salvation compared to the glorious salvation. He said, I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. It was needful for me to write and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, we said before, and we have a whole series on the book of Jude on the internet, if you want to study it, this word common that Jude used here has been translated defiled, unclean, and unholy. He said, I gave all diligence to write unto you of this defiled, unclean, unholy plan of salvation that is being presented. Paul had the same problem. He said, I marvel in Galatians 1. He said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel. It's not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Now, we're living in an age when they're perverting the gospel of Christ. Jesus said, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Oh, no, you don't need to repent. Just pray a prayer. But though we, he said in verse 8, we, you know, those fellows were fundamentalists. I mean, God's using them to write the New Testament. They said, but though we, fundamentalists, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That word accursed is anathema, and it means to be exposed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. 1 Thessalonians 2:4, Paul said, we, pastors, were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. Even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. Afraid we have a lot of so-called fundamental pastors in the pulpits these days, I use the phrase so-called, who are more concerned about pleasing men than they are pleasing God. Oh, if I go preaching this, I gotta stay in line with my little group here, or they won't like me. Well, as I said before, if you're in the ministry to have people like you, even you pussyfooting preachers, they don't like you after a while. He said, Paul said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. That word enabled has been translated strengthened, where he said, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Think of all the things Paul went through. He couldn't do that on his own. He said, I, referring to himself, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Over and over again, Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. It's interesting that in 1 Corinthians 12:1, he started a message. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant. And then, all the way up in chapter 14 and 38, he finished that message and said, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. It's a choice. You want to be ignorant? Go ahead and be ignorant. But one of these days, we're all going to appear. If you're a Christian, you're going to appear before the Bema bench. And if you're not a Christian, you're going to appear at the Great White Throne Judgment. We're all going to give an account. He said in verse 14, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, faith. 27 times in 1 and 2 Timothy, he mentioned faith, and every one of those has to do with what we believe. Keep the faith. He mentioned love. But thou, O man of God, talking to the pastor, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. 1 Corinthians 13, we read, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, or love. So he said in verse 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He said, I'm the chief of sinners. Now, he said in 1 Corinthians, now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, love. But when he started out, he said, Colossians 1:1, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Over and over again, he said, Paul the apostle. In 2 Corinthians 11:5, he said, I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. Listen to me, I'm an apostle. Jesus made me an apostle. I'm the chief of apostles. And he was. But as he got to the end of his life, he wrote, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He went from the chief of apostles to the chief of sinners. If we had a room full of people and Paul the apostle was sitting there and the question was asked, who's the worst sinner in the world, he would immediately put his hand up and say, it's me. He already said it. It's in the Bible. I'm the worst sinner in the world. What a change. Reminds me of Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There's Paul the apostle. mount up with wings as eagles. I'm the chief of apostles. Then he gets down to earth, and he wrote a whole lot about running the race that is set before you. But as we get to the end of his life, check it out. This message is we're all about walk. It's not the talk, it's the walk. What is a walk? It's a slow, steady progress in a predetermined direction. He said in verse 16, howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should afterward believe on him to everlasting life. A pattern. He used that same word in the Greek as translated form in 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast to the pastor, he said. Hold fast the form, the pattern of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. When he's talking to the pastor in the book of Titus, he said, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Well, this is God's church manual, that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the church of God. He's writing to the pastor. It's all here. We just follow the manual instead of following what we think we want to do. We would be better off. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do. Let's make sure this is our prayer today.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee. Sin and disgrace, such love constrains me to answer his call, follow his leading and give him my wherever I His holy name, willing to suffer affliction and loss, deeming each trial a part of my cross, living for Jesus through us little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile, seeking the lost ones He died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in Him. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ.